SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Here with you on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy Thursday night. We have two hockey games. We have one NBA game, Minnesota and Denver, which is going to tip in about 30 minutes. We have a couple of baseball games tonight. We're looking for runs, up, 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 and away in Boston between the Rays and the Sox. We got a little help from a Josh Lowe homer just now by the Rays, so we'll see if we can get things cooking over there. We, of course, have the PGA Championship, and I don't know how aware Joe is of what we have going on, the sweat that he should be going through right now with his guy on entering his last hole. I'm going to tell him all about it, get him updated with that. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. The toasty is minus four on 15.
No, he's not. He's not minus four on 15. He's minus three on his last hole. He's going to 18 now. Now, he started on the back, so he's going to the ninth hole on the golf course. So, Joe, I texted you, and I really didn't want to, but he was hot, and they started showing him on TV. He birdied one, he birdied four, he birdied five, which, like I said, Joe, he started on the 10th, so he got hot on his back nine. He unfortunately bogeyed seven, so it got him back to three under. He's T18. Right now.
Now,
he's tied for 18th at this very moment with a hole to play. Now, here's the situation, though, Joe. There's like a billion guys tied for 18th.
So now, what happens?
There's a good and a bad here. The good is if he stays tied for 18th with a billion guys, that bet that you have with the other legs of it, it's going to stay alive. You're not going to get the full amount. You're going to get dead heated, and it's going to get chopped up a bit. But it doesn't die. Now, let's say he could birdie nine, you'll get the full amount because he'll go to minus four, and he'll be clear of all these guys tied at 18th. And of course, we can't have the other thing, Joe. I'm not even going to say what it is.
Stop, Carver. Stop it.
I'm giving you the.
You put the kibosh. You're trying to implode this guy like the Rangers.
That's not at all what I'm trying to do.
Rangers
I'm trying
getting
to
smacked in the chops right now.
Well, they're not getting smacked in the chops. They gave up a goal with a minute left in the period, and they're down 1-0. So they're not getting smacked in the chops.
Smacked in the chops.
As they start the second period in Carolina, and I am going to keep you updated on what's going on with Toast because I want him to get this for you, Joe. This would be a great hit for you.
I'm on the PGA site and they still have them on.
Yeah, which site are you on? The PGA Tour or the PGA Championship?
PGAtour.com.
Yeah, they are 6 hours behind everything else. Go to the PGA Championship. That's the only way you're going to get the most up to date number here. I was hoping I would get a piece of them. I'm on the alternate coverage. But they're only showing the featured holes, and nine's not listed as a feature hole, so I'm not sure if they're going to give me any toasty here, because the main coverage, I believe, is done at 8 o'clock because they went to the pregame for the Timberwolves and the Nuggets.
This kid is playing with his heart on his shoulder.
He is.
Heart on his shoulder.
It was a bad bogey at 7 because that was a par 5, and he hit it in the water, Joe, on his second shot going for the green. He was trying to get the green and give himself a chance for an eagle, and he put it in the water. And that cost him, and he ended up bogeying the hole, or else he wouldn't be sweating right now. But I want you to get this, Joe. So let's see if we can get Toasty home here.
Come on, Toasty.
For this top 20 first round.
Come on, Toasty.
Which Joe, as much as I gave you the business about playing some of these guys you want to play, as I said to you, for these deeper bomb type of guys, a top 20 for just the first round is probably the best way to play it. You know, because really, and there's a Patrick Reed birdie on 18, which I like to see to get Reed to
fast and loose. But, you know, I put it with the over in the Red Sox game, and I put it with the Bruins to win the series. I've been called out on Twitter and X for my backing of the Bruins.
Wait a second. What do you mean you've been called out? You were called out for backing the Bruins?
Back in the Bruins, our hit on Coast to Coast, people got mad because I said the Bruins have a shot. Some wheels don't like that. Some wheel players.
So they weren't happy that you said they have a shot.
They have a shot. Then they couldn't wait to show me the tickets about what they got. So I said to them, God bless. Ask for a cash advance on the winning ticket. There's no shot you're going to lose.
Into it with people on Twitter?
You got no shot. I mean, it's a winner. Clear-cut winner. Put it in the wood.
You like to mix it up with people, Joe.
I do.
I like to mix it up.
Listen, it's part of the game. You could break my chops, but you gotta handle it when I break yours. So... I
hope this guy Toasty gets you.
Come on, Toasty. Hang in there, little Argentinian with the big heart. Wear that heart on a sleeve.
Alejandro Toasty.
I told you the kid came out firing. He came out swinging. Big clubs. Rangers on the power play now.
All right.
Brindamore doesn't like it. Is that Brindamore? What's his name?
That's the coach is Brindamore, yes.
Yeah, Brindamore is upset. Brindamore's upset.
The coach is Brindamore. 1-0 Canes. You can get the Rangers at +230 right now with about 17 minutes to go in the second period. We mentioned the basketball is going to start at the bottom of the hour. For the baseball, Joe, Mets lead the Phillies 2-0 in the top of the sixth, so that's been a dead under, unfortunately, so far. 3-1 Rays lead the Red Sox as they go to the fourth. So, all right. I mean, we'll take four runs every three innings, Joe. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
we could take that.
I altered it over 10.5. Don't ask me why. I just did.
Is that what you have with Toasty, or do you have the straight over with Toasty?
No. I put it with. I'm a glutton.
You had to go the whole way, huh?
I had to go the whole way. I put Toasty with the.
Who's Joe?
Hello, you got me?
Yeah, I got you, Joe. What'd you put Toasty with?
I put Toasty with the over in the Red Sox game. But the alt over. And the Bruins at +470 to win the series.
I didn't know that Alejandro Toasty suddenly was from the suburbs of Boston. How did you mix him in with all the Boston stuff?
Just seemed like it was a good play.
All right. Well, we're trying to get the first leg of it across here with Toasty on the ninth hole.
I know. How's he looking?
I have the shot tracker in front of me open, and he hasn't hit his tee shot on nine yet, or they're just slow. So,
look at this.
To find out.
Penalty on the Rangers, so we're gonna have a 4-on-4, and then we're gonna have a look at this. Almost scored shorthanded. Unbelievable.
How about
unbelievable.
That?
This is a great game.
Yes, it is a great game. 2-1, the Pirates lead the Cubs as well for the baseball. You have A's and Astros starting in a minute, and then the only other game, Joe, is late night in Los Angeles between the Reds and the Dodgers. And that's a 7.5 that maybe we can go after later. I feel like the Dodgers can clear 7.5 by themselves tonight against the Reds, so... We might have to go after that, Joe. Yeah, I do, actually. I think they're going to smash him. All right, here we go. I've got the tee shot for Toasty on 9.
Was it a good one?
It looks like he might be in a bunker on the left-hand side. Left fairway, though. The shot tracker says left fairway. The dot looks like he's in the bunker. I'll let you know when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. All right, we have some developments, Joe. Here, that's for sure. First of all, the Hurricanes have extended a Seth Jarvis power play goal. Makes it 2-0 with just under 15 minutes to go in the second period. So not a good scene right now for the Rangers, and they just locked it on me again, Joe. I don't know what's going on there. You have it on.
Yeah, I
do not.
Stoppage. I don't know.
Okay. Well, they got it locked on the duel right now. Meanwhile, I am awaiting
Toasty.
Them to put the second shot for Toasty up because this is the key shot, Joe.
Yeah, this is the key bunker. Shot. He's in
this
the bunker.
Is where,
it says.
This is where we're going to. It says on PGA Tour he's in the bunker?
No, PGA Championship. Okay. 287 yards to the left fairway bunker. 136 yards to the hole.
Okay, so he is in the bunker there. This is a key shot here, Joe. This is going to decide if. Look, I think it's going to be. Oh, Rangers did score, so 2-1.
Wow, what a shot that was.
2-1. Who got it?
16. Roenick? Hobick? Which is. I can't see.
I think it was Panarin, Joe.
Was it Panarin?
That's what my board here says, yeah.
All right.
My board says it was Panarin. I think this game's going to overtime, Joe.
What a shot this was. He just turned around and shot it.
And that's what he gets paid $12 million a year to do.
What a shot.
All right, can we get the second shot from Toasty here? I mean,
This isn't even my play,
and I'm excited for this. I want to see what happens here on this hole.
I know. The kid's 137
Joe,
yards.
What you just got to hope for here is a par, and you keep that bet alive. You're going to lose a little off it.
Why can't he go birdie?
Out of the bunker, that's asking a lot. It's asking a lot out of the bunker. He'd have to get it real close. And I don't know how deep the lie. I don't have a look at it.
Nah, this is tough. I mean, we're going with no night vision here.
Well,
no night vision. What are you laughing at?
We're flying blind. No night vision for Toasty as he's on his last hole of the day.
I mean,
this is a great golf sweat that we have here with Toasty. We really need to find out what he does here on this second shot.
Come on, Toasty, shot tracker. Oh, he's so close, Carver. He nailed it. He's right by the pin.
All right, give me the. Why isn't mine updated yet?
He's 14 feet from the hole. What touch?
All right, so here's the deal. He's got a 14 footer to.
What a shot! The little Argentinian, big
to be
heart.
Absolutely clear of it, and he's all right. Ooh, I got this here, Joe. Let me see the green here. It's shot number 2, 14 feet to the hole. Oh man,
it
Joe!
Looks
he's
like,
right.
It looks
he's,
like...
He hit it. He put it dead center of the green out of that bunker. That's a great shot by Toasty. Now he's got to pay it off, though, Joe. Got to pay it off.
What am I
for a shot? For a shot like that, he's got to drain this 14 footer and get you clear. Get the 4 under, and you're not gonna be chopping anything.
How do I know? What am I looking at here? What am I looking at?
With what?
The scorecard. I know how to look at a scorecard. Where's the holes 1 through 9?
Well, he's on 1 through 9 right
there
now.
There they are. All right. All right.
He started on 10. So that's why it's a little confusing. I get it. So, all right. So 2-1 Carolina now, Rangers. And now you get the Rangers back to plus 290. And I hear Matias hooting and hollering there. What are you on the you're on the Hurricanes, Matias, I guess?
Yeah, he's on the Hurricanes. What happened? They gave up a goal?
Oh, and was that, by the way, it was Trocheck with the goal, Panarin assisted.
I told you it was Relic. Trocheck, number 16.
Trocheck, Joe, not Relic.
Rick Tocchet, same thing. It's okay, all the same. Please. It's all ball bearings.
Rick Tocchet's the coach of the Vancouver Canucks.
There you go. There you go. What's going on here? I have Carolina. I took a wheel play. I took Carolina to win the cup at 9-1.
Carolina to win the cup at 9-1.
I put it with the Mavericks to win the West, Florida State to make the playoff, and the Reds to make the playoff.
Florida State to make the playoff.
Pays 87.022. How do you like that?
Reds to make the playoff or anything else.
Matias
had to text me that he's on the Hurricane.
4-1 Tampa Bay. 4-1
wow.
Tampa Bay. We have second and third. Come on, Toasty. Put it in the tin. Come on. Be like, I don't know, Tin Cup when he was hot. Not when he was cold.
Tin Cup. Be like Tin Cup.
When he was hot, not when he was cold. Wasn't this the event where he hit the rails? Or was that the Open?
The Open.
They are peppering this goalie. I have him for 26 saves tonight. He's up to 9.
Matias is on I guess this tells you where Matias is. He's obviously having some problems. He's got a Hurricane Canuck Nugget parlay. Huge, huge money line parlay for Matias.
He's a wheel. Tonight. He's a wheel. He's a lot of people are wheels. Love to throw around the tickets. That's a win. That's
everybody's
a loss. That's a win.
Everybody's following along here on Twitter. 14-footer for Birdie. Everybody's involved.
We got
I want him to get this.
Come on,
bury this. This will be something else. Come on.
Come on,
PGA Championship. Wow.
All right. We're on the toasty. Look at us wide open. Look at us Shesterkin between the five hole, right between the aho.
Wow. How about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159.
I can't stand it. Did he get it?
This is the worst. Like, you know how me and Haro always talk about like the Masters app and how technologically advanced it is and all. The PGA Championship app is like on the other side of the spectrum.
I don't know.
Now it says here, shot 3 from green, but it doesn't say he parred it, Joe. He missed the 14-footer. 13 inches short. It says the third shot, he missed it by 13 inches, and he pars. So listen, not a loss, okay? Unfortunately, you're going to get dead heated, though, because he's got...
So what does that mean? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You have him for T20, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 11, 12, 13, there's 14 guys at tied for 18th. It's not going to be a good return. It's not going to be a good return. But I'm going to tell you this, Joe. Here on this show, might not fill your wallet, but you fill... You filled with respect here. Street cred
street
for Toasty.
Cred.
For the top 20 on the first round. It's street cred.
All right. I'll take it.
I don't know if that's good enough for you. Now, you're not going to get... you sent me that ticket earlier. You're not going to get any kind of return like that anymore. For
no?
It, which I believe was... You had a plus 15928. Yeah, they're gonna severely knock you down.
Nah.
On that.
All right.
You're still going to get something if the other two legs come through. You'll get something.
Well, I mean, we're on our way. If we could get... 5 runs in Tampa, Boston.
Now when they grade it, Joe, it'll probably update what the payout's going to be.
Yeah, hopefully when they grade it. So stinks.
I mean, if this other game doesn't go over 10.5, it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, it's.
Well, like I said, you still get the street cred.
But I want the street cred. I want the street.
Well, you have it. You have it now, because you did a great job with Toasty. First round, you didn't overextend. You went with something that was attainable, and he got it for you.
I wish he would have birdied. Ah.
I wish he didn't bogey that, but that put it in the water on that par 5. That's
Is that
the one
what
that
he
really,
did? He put it in the water?
On the 7th, he put it in the water, and that's the one that hurt you. That's the...
He was going so good.
He coming off a couple birdies, and he was probably feeling himself a little bit, Joe, because you know what, you know, he is the microwave, so he was feeling himself a little bit. And on that second shot, he was trying to get it on the green to go for eagle, and he put it in the drink.
He got a little too high on himself. He probably a little too much body English.
A little bit too much. But, you know, it is what it is. All in all, though, Joe, a lot of big names at the top of this board.
Any of my other guys? I saw Finau in there. I saw
Finau's in the top five right now, yeah.
Yeah, but he was only 360 to be in the top 20.
Well, he was like 90-1 to win the tournament, which is, you never get him at that price. Usually you're paying him in the 40s and 50s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
He's tied for second right now.
He's playing well. Now, who would you consider your other guys?
Let me look at the leaderboard.
I actually have it here. I'll find some.
Harry English, -3.
Harry English, -3, always hangs around in majors.
Who else? Let's see.
You're
Billy Horschel, tied for
32nd. Billy
Horschel,
one of your guys. But you didn't play him.
My guys are playing well so far.
Jägerbombs is -1. That's not one of your guys, Jägerbombs.
Let me see who else. I'm looking through now. Let me see.
Anyway, the Todd Father's
Sepp Straka is even.
He actually fought
Gary
back
Woodland's
to get to even.
Been
he was plus three.
But Gary Woodland's another one of my hacks.
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood, one over.
Yeah, no good. Bo Hostler, one over.
Who else?
I saw your boy Nicky Dunlap had a real bad day.
Did he? What about Malnati?
I didn't even hear his name once today. I don't think Malnati's in. Is Malnati even in this tournament?
Yeah, he's
I'm
in.
Not
he's
so
in.
Sure.
He's in.
Jeez. Good luck finding him on the board. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Thursday night on the grid. All right, so 3-1 Hurricanes as we get into the latter stages of the second period. I am going to play this, Joe, to go to overtime.
Are you?
7-1 live. 7-1.
All right. So I'll root it in. I need Carolina, but I'll root it in.
Carolina can win as long as it goes to overtime.
I need their goaltender to get 26 saves tonight. He's got 10. Stop it.
Yeah, they're not giving up much. They're about to start in mini. What do we got here? Timberwolves now -2, and the total ticked up to 205. Remember, I think it was 204 yesterday. We were doing this,
thinking
so total
under.
Up a little bit. Yeah.
No?
Everybody's on Denver. 70% of the money. 76% of the bets.
Scary because I'm on the Joker for the bounce tonight.
Joker have, for the bounds, huh?
Joker, yeah. Have Anthony Edwards for 35, Towns for 25, and Joker for 12 bounds.
Everybody loves bounds.
Trying.
Get the bounds. Philly's tied up the Mets also, 2-2 in Philadelphia.
Look at this. Breakaway! Oh, he stone cold stopped him.
Who had it? Rangers had a breakaway?
Yeah. Yep. How was that not a save? The guy hit it right in his chest pad. How was that not a save?
It happens, Joe.
Come on.
What? It looked like a What's
save.
The matter?
I mean, it hit off his chest pad, it looked like. How was that not a save? What constitutes a save in today's hockey?
What does constitute a save in today's hockey?
I don't know. Right, giveaway. I told you the Rangers were screwed. Look at this. Fast and loose. They should have played this game fast.
fast and loose.
Carolina can't play with house money. They are just all over the ice here.
Fast and loose.
Fast and loose.
All right, let's put something together here fast for this.
Yeah, what do you
want to
do? Fast and loose.
Hold on.
They didn't update his toes.
So how many bounds for Joker?
12.
That's only minus 135.
Yeah, put him in with Towns and Anthony Edwards. That's why. No, no good. Toasty. Nah.
I'm going with the same, my standard. Porter for 4 threes. 12 assists for Joker. And Edwards for 4 threes.
All right.
Kid's got to get hot. He's going to get hot, Joe.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
What's this?
Actually, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change things up tonight.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to do a couple other things. That's all. I'm going to change it up, Joe.
All right. Change it up. How do you want to play it?
Connolly back for Minnesota, by the way. He didn't play the other night.
Yeah.
Connolly back in the mix. 15. I'm just going to put a whole bunch of low things in here and hope I can get something for me. Also, Joe, gave you the Phillies and the Mets. 5-1 Rays over the Red Sox. 5-1.
Yeah, they had first and third and they couldn't convert.
Can we get a homer from Rosarena here? How about that? How about a Rosarena?
Come on, get shots on goal here. Pepper them a little bit. Let's get some shots on goal here, Rangers. Let's pepper them. Pepper them. Shoot it. There's a save. How about another one? Guy's got 12 saves. What do I realistically need? I need like 15 heading into the third?
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
Okay. Could happen. No?
Well, yeah. Anything could happen.
Let me tell you, all week with these people getting gassed up with these NFL lines, too. I hear everybody getting gassed up.
I'm going to do a little bit more of that in the second hour.
Okay.
Because we obviously are going to have some time to dive into that in the second hour.
Some time to burn.
I will say, after thinking about it last night, I'm hoping that, you know, you kind of jumped. I think you jumped a little too quick at the no doubt about it. Smash your bookie over the head with the soccer quarters thing with Carolina. I think you might have. I'm hoping
what?
That you spent a little bit more time digesting
why?
The lines a little bit. And
why?
I don't know.
It's, just, up to five.
It's, a little,
it's up to five.
It's a little.
It's
a
five.
Little. Well, that's even worse. You know, it's
that's
a little
good.
Underwhelming.
I like it.
It's a little underwhelming.
It's underwhelming? How is it underwhelming?
Just, because it's like
it's
I was
dog.
Looking for something with a little bit more bite. I mean, it's just...
You're kidding me, right? A 4.5-point dog
bite.
That wins
yeah,
outright.
Yeah, but it's Carolina. Like, they suck. You know, I was looking for something
so what?
A little
it doesn't,
bit more.
It's not on your watch radar, so that means it can't be in the portfolio. I see. Unless you pick
I wanna
it,
tail
then
it.
It's not
you know, I want to tail it.
Well, listen, Carver, the street cred's there. Rams last year, Seattle 2 years ago. What more do you want?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't like it. You know, you're too much. Really. Come on. You need something like you need
something
to feel
with
good
a little
about.
Bit more bite. Something that I can
bite?
Really.
What do you want?
Just something
want
I can get. Something
bills?
I can get a little bit more excited about for the next 3.5 months. Just I don't know. Just,
I'm not doing that. I'm sticking to my guns. Carolina's the pick. You're not pushing me off of it. Not doing it. Carolina's the pick. Stop with the shock and awe. I need shock and awe. Shock and awe.
Well, I thought that you know it's.
Why? I know. Getting a 5-point dog. Isn't good enough for you. You need something like, that's a win, that's a loss, this is, I feel good about it.
I thought you were going to say they were going to win outright yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, here's
said,
the
outright.
Wheel. Here he is. Here's
he
the wheel. They
well, he did say outright. He did say outright. He said they're going to win outright.
And that's when I came at you. You know, if they cover the point spread, whatever. You know, if they, I don't think they're going to get the win. They're going to start 0-1.
So there you go. He's already saying, Joe, that he's already saying that he's not going to give you credit if they just cover the number and don't win. He's not going to give you credit for it.
Let me read the tweet again that he was afraid, not tweet, text that he was afraid to put out on air. He thought he was trying to do it on the DL. Love you, bro. As much as I hate the Saints, they would burn the place down if they played the Panthers, okay? The NFC South is my stomping ground. All of a sudden, he's a wheel, okay? That's it. It's amazing. I don't even know. But the Panthers suck. He couldn't win, right? Worst team in the league, okay? Yada, yada, yada. And then don't forget, he makes sure to put, don't forget I love you. Great. Great support from our great producer. Wait, you still owe me for a UFC major pick because you cost me $3,000.
I'm giving you the pick right now, Joe. Bet against the Panthers. That's the pick.
No. Yeah, that's not the pick. That's my pick. And you know what? I'm doubling down now. I'm taking the Panthers plus the five in the money line because I know I'm right. I know NFL and college football. That's my wheelhouse. And just because you guys are against me, you know what? That's the way I want it to be.
I never said I was against you.
You're against me. You're always against me.
I didn't say I was against you.
You were rooting
for Toasty. I'm gonna back it. I just wanted a little bit more bite. And I was rooting for Toasty. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night. All right, Joe, it looks like they're finally starting in Minnesota. Where, I'll tell you, at least the T-Wolves, they might not win tonight, Joe, but at least they're going to look good tonight. They've got those early 90s throwbacks from when they were first came in the league on.
Right.
Yeah, which are always look great on the screen. So they have that going for them, at least. And they are underway. The Pirates, I believe, just extended 4-2 now on the Cubbies in the top of the fifth inning. Mets and Phillies are tied at 2, bottom 7. Can I get a Harper homer in that game, Joe? What do you think? Can you get a big homer from Harper?
Yeah, why not?
It'd be helpful if we did. And A's and Astros are in the bottom of the second. Astros have a couple on against Estes. We'll see if they can score here. And still 3-1, and they are at the end of the second. In Carolina, between the Hurricanes and the Rangers. There is a game, Joe, after that. Edmonton and Vancouver, a game five. Canucks home dogs at plus $1.22. Minus 146 for Edmonton and a 6.5 total. Which are you, even though you've been saying it, are you going to stick with it and not take any of these Oilers?
No, I don't know. It's so enticing, isn't it? What do you want to do? You tell me. I want them to get smashed for the aggravation they caused us. No?
Yeah, they do
but
cause
you know
a lot
what's
of
gonna, I can tell you what's going to happen tonight. You know who's going to score, right?
McDavid.
Yeah, I know. You want to go for two?
There's no. I guarantee you he's going to score.
I know he is. So what do you want to do?
He'll probably, and like you said, he'll probably be a pig and score a bunch of them.
Right. He'll get two in the first like 8 minutes, and we're going to be kicking ourselves.
Because we're not in the mix on him. It's plus 850 tonight too. They moved it down.
Is that out? Is that out? Off the? They're belting them. Score like the way they do these games. I'm watching these game casts on the duel with the baseball. I mean, they have the ball on the game cast actually leave the playing field. Shouldn't that be a home run? Then they call it out. I don't understand. We got to have better graphics than this, guys. The ball went past the warning track, out with nothing. That should be a home run. If it's not a home run, then make it short of the wall. We're watching game cast here. How am I supposed to be all excited? I got a runner on third, one out. Hit it to the right fielder. Just slap it to right. Get the run in. I don't understand these guys either, these players anymore. Explain this to me.
What would you like me to
explain? Hit it to right center field. Is it in there? Is there a run score? What are we doing? There we go. We got a run. All right. 5-2. There you go. Slap it a right. Slap it a right. Mike,
go ahead,
slap
make it, happen.
Slap it down.
Make it
These
happen.
Guys don't like slapping the ball anymore like Tony Gwynn. I love Wade Bug. Nobody likes doing that anymore.
Nobody
when I was younger
that.
And I used to buy Timmy Rain. Remember
Nobody
Tim Raines? He was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
They used to call
Rock.
Him the guy selling the baseball cards used to go Timmy Raines. Timmy Rain. You want Timmy
Rain? Rock Raines.
How
baby.
Does the guy not score? The guy's on third base. He hits a single to left, right center field. The guy doesn't score from third. How is that not possible? What am I missing here?
I'm not watching the game.
No, I don't know. Can somebody help me out? Can somebody give me an update that works? We got interns working this stuff. I don't understand. Just don't get it.
Hey, let me ask you a question because I'm just looking at some numbers with the golf.
Yeah.
So, Toasty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go into round two, tied for 18th, of course.
Yeah.
With a lot of guys. I told you, he's like 14.
He's got 100 guys tied for 18th.
Toasty for a top 20, live. He now, this is obviously, he'd have to get through the next 3 days, still be in the top 20.
Nah, that's a tough ask.
Plus 550.
Yeah, it's not enough.
I feel like you need more. I feel like I would need
I
more.
Mean, this guy, I mean, come on. We know he's temperamental. He could go off the rails at any time. We know that. One thing, he might see a bird. He might throw his club. You don't know. This guy's he's fiery. I like him, but...
Or he might start feeling himself again and, try to smash it over the water on 7. And just...
He might try to muscle it, right? Is it too much muscle? That's the problem with some of these guys. Too big up on top, you gotta, he's only 5'6", a buck 70. Supposedly he works out with water jugs in the off season. He carries them like a strong man across the...
Water jugs. He works out with water jugs in the off season.
Water jugs. The Poland Spring? Supposedly he walks across the sand like that to build up the leg strength.
Oh, boy.
Now, we got first and third, 3-1 pitch. You
Phillies took the lead, 3-2 Phillies.
Yeah, Phillies own the Mets. Phillies own the Mets.
Phillies own everyone this year.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. Just amazing. Come on, can we smash this total? Can we smash it? Slap it off the Green Monster. Ball 4, bases loaded, Carver. We got bases loaded, 1 out. Bottom 5, 5-1. Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red.
Who's up?
Great question.
Dominic Smith, it looks like.
Is that who it is? I don't know.
Looks like it. Why don't you just, with one swing of the bat, tie it at 5?
That would be fantastic. Then I can't lose.
Can't lose. Then that ticket would be down to the Bruins, right?
Yeah. Donovan Smith. Oh, he looks like he did something. Slap it off the green monster. We got one, we got two.
Did he hit it off the green monster?
He did. We got second and third. Two runs in.
Wow. 5-3.
Two runs in.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. 5-4 Rays, Joe. 5-4 Rays.
5-4. Smash him. Smash him, Carver. Smash him. The guy got thrown out at home on that double. Otherwise, it would have been 5-5. You believe that? All right, we need one more. One more.
No.
Sit that red.
You need one more from the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, they got to run around second with two outs.
No, 3 outs now. They go to the 6th.
How'd they get an out? What happened there?
I don't know, but my screen's showing me 6. 3 outs. Going to the 6th.
All right.
So, look, you're in a better place now than you were 20 minutes ago.
Yes. You're right.
You have that going for you. Got to always find some positives, Joe. We got to find some positives.
I need Anderson to step up for the Rangers. I need him to step
positive up. Positive things happen Rangers. To positive people.
Yes. I'm always positive. I'm always positive at times. At times. Sometimes I get in a little bit of, sometimes I'm like toasty. I wear it on my shoulder.
The microwave. Runs a little hot.
Sometimes they call me the crock pot.
Crock pot. It runs a little hot, Joe.
Well, that's me, right? We know that I can be fiery. I think that's what brings, that's why you and I are perfect. You know, I'm a little fiery. You're more even, Steven. Right?
Sometimes, yeah.
You balance me out sometimes.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Very excited crowd here in Minnesota, Joe.
Well, Here, Joker's got one bound.
All right, well, it's early. It's like 4 minutes into the game. It's hard to get bounds. You know, those two trees down low for the Timberwolves, they don't play great D, but they at least grab rebounds.
Yeah, I have that ticket going with the Mavericks and the Stars. I need the Nuggets to close this out.
Oh, that's right. You have that going on. You're a big Star fan tomorrow night, then.
I am. Huge. Huge Star fan.
Since this is like the last minute, I could talk about this probably. Anybody you want to add in the golf here?
Let me look quick.
You want to go after this Xander? He's going to blow
Shoffley?
This.
I'm not taking Shoffley. To
no, I'm
win
saying
it,
he's
going to
blow
wanna...
it.
I know, but you, what do you want? You want like top 20? What are we doing here? I got one. You ready? Top 10.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Top 10. Let's go with either Pat Reed at 9-1 or let's take a shot. Let's take a shot. You want to go with Fleetwood? 16-1?
He's too far back.
Want to go with Toasty? 18-1? That's something I could get on.
I mean, he didn't even want to take his 20 before. I mean, the
price.
Well,
now, I mean, 18-1 is juicier. If the kid's going to be in the mix, let's go big on him. I mean, let's go big on this Toasty. You're high on Straka. He's got the same price as Straka.
Yeah, but Straka's three back of him.
Right.
Straka's even a deeper hole.
Right, which shows you how much value Toasty has right now.
Yeah, I got enough gas with Straka. I don't need to go back to him.
So let's go with the Toasty.
You want to take Toasty for a top 10 at 18-1.
Yeah, let's just back the kid. Kid's playing. Maybe this is his time. Maybe this is his time. I even remember Smiley said the guys do.
Yeah, I don't think he meant at a major championship.
Well, who knows? Why not him? Why not him? The small guy. The people that bash him, well, he's going to show he's going to shock the world. Shock and awe on Toasty. Come on. Come on.
Nah, I can't
come
do
on.
It. I can't do it.
Okay.
I would go with guys who are at least a little bit closer. That I think the numbers are still good. Cam Smith plus 280. Tom Kim plus 300. Those top 10s I'd more be interested in. Got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.